Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
President Biden delivered his second State of the Union address last night. This was his first address before a divided Congress. NBC's Bree Jackson is in Washington with more on what the president's speech and more about the president's speech and the Republican response.
The President of the United States.
President Biden, facing a divided Congress for the first time in his presidency, emphasized his economic accomplishments.
Inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down, not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months, while take-home pay has gone up.
And facing hecklers head-on.
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
It was so partisan, and the frustration that I'd felt, you heard from people out in the audience. So
still, the president says he looks forward to working with Republicans.
I signed over 300 bipartisan pieces of legislation since becoming president.
He was unabashed in saying we have to strive for bipartisanship. Of course we do.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasting the Biden administration and the GOP response.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border.
While calling on a new generation of leadership.
It's time for a change.
President Biden presenting his optimistic vision for the future while making the case for a possible re-election bid. In Washington, Bree Jackson, NBC News.
Now President Biden is taking his message on the road, heading to Wisconsin today before going to Florida tomorrow.
Police in Dallas say the man accused of stealing monkeys from a zoo there says he will take more animals if he gets out of jail. Police say Davion Irvin admitted to taking two tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo last month. Those animals were later found in a closet at a home. Police also say the 24-year-old admitted to cutting the fenced enclosure for a leopard at the zoo earlier in the month. He was arrested last week after employees at the Dallas World Aquarium say he was asking questions about their monkeys. As Americans prepare for Super Bowl 57 this Sunday, a study is once again highlighting the serious health risk many football players face. The Boston University CTE Center analyzed the brains of 376 deceased NFL players. It found nearly all of them had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is caused by repeated blows to the head. The director of the University CTE Center said they were intentional about releasing an update of the study during the same week as the Super Bowl. She calls for the NFL to take action to help prevent and diagnose CTE.
There's a new king of scoring in the NBA.
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James has shot at history.
Yes, he does. That was the moment LeBron James broke the NBA's all-time scoring record just before midnight out on the West Coast. The excitement led officials to pause that game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. James has passed 38,388 career points, now beating the record held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for nearly 40 years. And Jabbar was right there to hand the ceremonial ball over to him and congratulate him for all that he has done on and off the court throughout his career.
I probably can count on my hands how many times I've cried in 20 years, either in happiness or defeat. That moment was one of them when I kind of teared up a little bit. It was I can't believe what's going on. Tears.
Yeah, he was quite emotional during the game. King James receives tributes from fellow NBA stars and super fans, including former President Clinton, Rihanna, and Snoop Dogg as well.
And Jeff, you covered LeBron in the early days of his career, right? Or when he was in high school?
Yeah, high school when he was playing.
You're working in Ohio.
Yeah, he was playing Akron at his high school. They had the state championships in Columbus where I was. 17 years old, went straight to the NBA. No college. You knew he was going to be great, but you didn't know it was going to get to that.
And look at where he is now. Just incredible.
Amazing.
Our weather is pretty incredible as well with all that sunshine and warmth out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with how long this will last.
Yeah, for this time of year, that's something else. We take a look at Durham as a live look. You can see some high, thin cloud cover out there. That is not stopping the warmth. Our flow is coming out of the south, and that's really bumping up the temperatures. Look at that. Almost 70 degrees right now. We're likely to hit 72 by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the evening will stay warm, too. And it's staying light a little bit later. So if you don't get home from work until 5:30, you'll still have a little bit of a window to get outside and enjoy some of these milder conditions. Once we get past today, it goes down. Temperatures will stay mild, but we'll start to see more cloud cover, and by the end of the day tomorrow, we could see some light showers. 69 right now in South Hill, 69 Southern Pines, 68 Goldsboro, 68 degrees in Clinton, and of course our afternoon temperatures will be just a little bit above that, looking at low 70s for everybody there on the map. Big warm-up continues today and tomorrow. We'll still see temperatures above normal on Friday. The darker red colors are where temperatures are way above normal, and then we start to see the cooler air approaching us. We are likely to see below normal temperatures by Sunday. 54 is our normal high today and tomorrow, way above normal, of course. Today, we're about 5 degrees from the record. Tomorrow, we'll be really close to it. Cooler on Friday, 66. It is going to rain for a good bit of Friday, as well as Saturday and Sunday. So those temperatures will start to fall as a cold front moves on by. 73 for tomorrow. The previous record, 74. 75 for Fayetteville. And that is the record for tomorrow, set in 1937. So very close to record warmth. With all of this warmth that we've had the last couple of days, and of course the very warm January that we had, the third warmest January on record, it looks like we could start to see our spring leaves popping out a little earlier than normal. It looks like we could be as much as 20 days earlier than normal in some places, maybe 10 in others, but definitely these red shaded areas, which is most of our viewing area, has the potential to see those leaves popping out earlier than normal. That's all based on lilacs and honeysuckles, and then some computer modeling and what's already happened, which of course has been a very warm winter for us. And here's another look at some warming trends for our winters. We take a look at our climate and crisis graphic. Between 1970 and last year, 2022, annually, we're now seeing 23 fewer days with freezing temperatures at night. And that's pretty significant. It may sound great to have these nice mild afternoons in the winter, and they're certainly enjoyable for a lot of us, but it does mean that we could see a longer mosquito season, we could see a longer pollen season, and it starts earlier, and less snow in the mountains, which, you know, selfishly, I like to go snowboarding in the mountains, but for the folks who live up there, those ski resorts are, you know, part of their living, part of their economics, so it would be sad to see that fizzling out. Oh, speaking of fizzling out, the rain's not going to stop anytime soon. Once it starts late Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we do get a little bit of a break on Monday and Tuesday, but we'll go over the timeline for that rain again in just a bit.
Elizabeth, thanks. A therapy goat in Moore County got the life-saving surgery she needed from the kindness of strangers. Tonight at 5, WRL's Monica Casey introduces us to Bianca and her owner and the incredible impact this one little goat has on the community.
It might be the shortest month of the year, but there is plenty to buy and save on. Coming up, 5 on Your Side shares Consumer Reports Best Buys for February.
You can score free chicken wings if the Super Bowl goes into overtime. And Honda is recalling some models due to a problem with the backup camera. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Honda is recalling more than 100,000 vehicles due to an issue with a backup camera. Two models are affected, the Honda Fit hatchback from 2018 through 2020 and an SUV, the Honda HR-V for model years 2019 through 2022. Honda says the circuit for the display showing the image from the backup camera was improperly manufactured, and that can cause the image from the camera to not be shown. Now talk about an Oreo that's just made for dunking. You can buy a new version of the cookies with the logo and colors of your favorite NBA team. Now, the hoops-themed Oreos are tied to the NBA's All-Star Game weekend, February 18th and 19th. But the customized cookies will cost you. They're going for $40 for a dozen. You can order them at Oreo.com. And Buffalo Wild Wings is offering everyone free wings if the Super Bowl goes into overtime. If the Chiefs-Eagles game is tied at the end of regulation play, the chain is set to give away orders of 6 boneless or traditional wings. And to score that freebie, you'll need to visit a Buffalo Wild Wings Monday, February 27th, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. local time. By the way, just one Super Bowl has gone into overtime, the Patriots win over the Falcons in 2017. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
But there's still a chance. You never know. New safety features are coming to Tinder. Users will be able to block profiles before being matched instead of being limited to just unmatching. The app also features a button for users to quickly report offensive messages. Now, for paying members, incognito mode will allow them to only be viewed by users they already liked. Hertz Car Rental has less than half the number of Tesla rentals available than it had planned to order in 2022. The company initially planned to order 100,000 Teslas by the end of last year, but took in around 48,000 instead. Tesla vehicles account for 11% of the rental services cars in America. Hertz did not disclose why it added fewer Teslas than originally planned.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the UK for the first visit since the war began. His message to members of parliament.
Plus, more disciplinary action is expected in the Tyree Nichols death investigation. What newly released documents reveal. First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made an unannounced visit to the UK today. He addressed British lawmakers in Westminster as Russian troops continue to push into the eastern part of Ukraine. NBC's Raf Sanchez reports from Kharkiv.
President Zelensky today making a surprise visit to London. It is only his second known trip outside of Ukraine since the start of the war. The president addressing both houses of the British Parliament. That is a relatively rare honor, kind of the equivalent of addressing a joint session of Congress. It is not something that is afforded to every visiting world leader. But Zelensky is held in very high regard in the UK. Meetings with both Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about American and German tanks going to Ukraine, but it was actually the British who were the first to say that they would provide those Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Biden also addressed the war in Ukraine during the State of the Union address last night. It was a relatively short section of his overall speech, but he spoke passionately, saying that America would stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. He also accused Vladimir Putin of a murderous assault, unlike anything seen since the Second World War. We are expecting to hear much more from the president when he heads to Poland to mark the one-year anniversary of this conflict on February 24th. Meanwhile, here in Kharkiv, Russia last night firing a barrage of missiles. Fortunately, no one injured. Some damage to industrial plants, according to the Russian military, but also at least one missile falling in a public park here in the city. Raf Sanchez, NBC News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Samaritan's Purse, based in Boone, North Carolina, is preparing to send 75 volunteers to Turkey to help with the devastation from Monday's earthquake. The death toll there surging above 11,000 today, and thousands are injured. But there are still glimmers of hope. Cheers and shouts erupted after a boy was rescued from the rubble of a collapsed building in Syria. This video, shared by the White Helmets, officially known as the Syrian Civil Defense, showing the rescuers cheering, happy to see a boy named Karam and laughing along with him, celebrating those miracles and then back to the grim work. Today, a judge will decide whether authorities can release body cam video showing the moments a man died in Raleigh police custody.
WRL's Naya Harden is at the Raleigh Police Department with what we could see in the video if its release is approved.
Well, if the judge approves this body cam footage to be released, we could see it as early as Friday. That's according to the city manager who addressed the city council members yesterday. The five-day report from police detailed the interaction between police and Darrell Williams. We spoke to a law expert about what we could expect to see once the footage is released. Defense attorney Lee Turner says based on the report from police, it will be chaos and it will be fast.
It will probably show the initial approach to Mr. Williams in that parking lot as they're doing the proactive patrol. And then you'll get to see that interaction. And then I think at that point in time, that's when you're going to see it turn into just chaos.
Officers used a taser on Darrell Williams several times before he died. They say Williams resisted arrest and ran from police after officers saw drugs and alcohol in his car. Several community activists have spoken against the handling of the arrest. The SBI criminal investigation is still ongoing. We'll keep you updated on what the judge decides. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Tyre Nichols' parents were among the invited guests at Tuesday night's State of the Union address. Nichols' death came following a severe beating by Memphis police, and it has reignited calls for police reform. As a warning, this story does contain some material that some viewers may find disturbing due to the graphic nature. Here's John Lawrence.
Seven additional Memphis police officers are expected to be disciplined in connection to the death of Tyre Nichols, according to city attorney Jennifer Sink.
Police officers should be held accountable when they go beyond their duties and brutalize and murder individuals.
The 29-year-old Nichols died days after he was beat by Memphis police during a traffic stop last month.
This should never happen. No parent should feel what I feel. Or what my husband feels. I don't wish this on my worst enemy.
Five of the officers are already charged with second-degree murder, among other charges. And according to the New York Times, one of those officers admitted he took a photo of a battered Nichols and sent it to several people. On Tuesday, the Memphis City Council unanimously voted to pass numerous public safety reforms in their first meeting since the Nichols incident.
I think the public really wants to hear one thing. Going forward, how do we prevent what took place in the Tyrese Nichols matter?
During Tuesday night's State of the Union address, with Nichols' parents in attendance, President Joe Biden called on Congress to also take action.
We can't turn away. Let's do what we know in our hearts that we need to do. Let's come together to finish the job on police reform. Do something.
It was John Lawrence reporting. All five of the officers fired and charged with Nichols' death failed to follow the department's body-worn camera policy.
Improvement in the fight against heart disease. There's been a big drop in the number of people dying from it over the past few decades. The only segment of the population not seeing that benefit and why.
And download the WRAL News app to stay on top of breaking news stories while on the go. You can also watch our newscast anytime on the app. We're following breaking news as we continue this noon. A code red lockdown has been lifted now at Brentwood Elementary School.
We told you about this story at the top of our newscast. WRAL's Matt Tallhelm was live at Southeast Raleigh High School where a code red lockdown had been lifted. And now he has moved to Brentwood Elementary School. What's going on there?
Right, Renee. Yeah, that lockdown was lifted about 12 minutes ago. Let me walk you through what was just sent out in this message to parents here. They tell us from the school system that there was a threat this morning. A student reported to a teacher that another student may have a weapon. That has all been cleared. There is no problem here. The students are safe, but I do want to show you down the line here. Look at that line of cars. These are parents coming here to Brentwood Magnet Elementary School to pick up their children. Obviously, you know, this is a scary moment for parents. I want to bring in one of those parents of a second grader here at Brentwood Elementary School, John Scarborough. You got that message, a text message this morning right around 11:16, saying your daughter's school is on code red lockdown. What's that feel like when you get that message, knowing all these threats that are going on?
You know, pit of your stomach. It just gets cold and tight. You're almost certain it's not an issue, but there's just too much that we've seen go on here in Wake County that you just can't take it as a non-threat.
You said you were actually able to know exactly where your daughter was. Tell us how you discovered where she was, because she wasn't inside a classroom when this lockdown started.
That's correct. She was at recess. And since my daughter has one of the Gab phone locators, as soon as she broke the geofencing that we had set up on it, we got a notification that showed that she'd been moved to the Brentwood Park, which is adjacent to the school.
You come down here, you see all of the other parents here. There's a line of parents at the school up at the door here, obviously, to take their kids home for the day. What is your plan with your daughter, and how does this feel? Do you feel that she's safe and secure at school?
You know, I know they have a good plan, and I know the administrators at this school execute the plan. It's pretty obvious from we saw what they did. They had the threat. They went into their pre-planned evacuation for where she was at and locking down the students that would be safe otherwise. But we have a lot of potential issues here. Kids can get hurt, staff can get hurt, and they're just not really prepared to address that.
And it doesn't get any easier, I imagine. It's still scary you get that message.
Absolutely. My wife was frantic. And we think about it all the time when they just did a field trip, and what happens if something happens on a field trip? Thank goodness I was chaperoning, and I was, but you just, helplessness.
What's your message to the school system? What needs to be done to make sure that this does not continue, that we don't see another like six threats like we saw Friday, at least two today?
Well, you know, we dodged a bullet literally at Fuquay Varina Middle School. That student could have decided to turn that weapon on his teacher or his classmates. We need to move. We need to move quickly. We've had reports. We've had studies. It's time to execute the recommendations of those research studies.
John Scarborough, I'm glad everyone, your daughter and all the other students here, are safe at this point. But obviously, you know, that shakes up a parent, a second grader, a student, especially in an elementary school like this. But once again, everyone is safe here. That lockdown, that code red lockdown, lifted about 12, 13 minutes ago here at Brentwood Elementary School after a student reported that another student may have a gun. Also at Southeast Raleigh High School, that code red lockdown has been lifted, and we are told no weapon was found there in those threats that came into that school as well.
Matt, relieved to hear that there is no credible threat there, but it has to be so frustrating for families who go through this at all these different schools that are under these lockdowns and then as police investigate. Matt Tallhelm from Brentwood Elementary School. And Wake school leaders are now talking about how to handle all these threats that are happening across the district.
Especially after half a dozen on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then this week starts like this.
Okay, we'll continue to follow that. We'll also let you know how this warm weather will continue and also the change that's coming for this weekend.
And how today's vivid doodle on Google's page is celebrating a Haitian-American model who's an inspiration for many.
Welcome back. We've been dealing with a lot of heavy topics this noon, but one thing we certainly won't be tired of talking about is how nice the weather is.
Man, we're lighting things up right now for certain. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with how long this can last. Make it hang on.
This is going to be a really short weather segment. All I'm going to do is show you these beautiful cameras. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, gorgeous sunshine, just a few high thin clouds. Because guess what my next frame is? So we have today, we have tomorrow. We're going to end up seeing the clouds rolling in. Probably going to see a few sprinkles by the end of the day tomorrow. So get outside and soak it up today. Tracking several rounds of rain that will begin late Thursday and last all the way through Sunday night. We're watching the potential to see how cold it gets. Are we going to see any of that changing over to a wintry mix? It is highly unlikely. The models are trying to hint at that. So we're watching it closely. Likely to see 1 to 3 inches of rain out of the system, and we'll kind of walk through what the scenario looks like. Right now, we have a lot of thunder and lightning right around the low. That low will continue to trek off to the north and east, and it's going to drag that cold front into North Carolina in the next couple of days. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we start things out tomorrow morning. We know the rest of today and tonight are going to be nice and dry with a good bit of sunshine and clear skies tonight. We'll wake up likely to a little bit of sunshine tomorrow morning, but then we'll start to see the clouds thickening up, and by lunchtime, we're starting to see the approach of maybe an isolated shower. shower. It's not going to be much rain tomorrow, but we're starting to get into a little bit of a wetter pattern. We know, because we talked about it about half an hour ago, that temperatures will be very warm tomorrow. And it's not going to pour down rain. It's likely to be just light and patchy all the way up until sometime later on Friday. Here's Friday at 6 a.m. We could see an isolated shower during the morning commute, but it's after lunchtime on Friday that we start to see that rain picking up in intensity. Could be a few isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon on Friday. There's 5 p.m. Looks like a wet commute for us in the evening on Friday, and then that rain continues overnight. We'll take a bigger picture look at this. You can see the cold front that moves in. It's going to stall near the coast, and we'll see waves of rain coming in. So there's 5 o'clock on Friday. The front tries to slip offshore, but we have another wave that comes back in and really increases our chance for rain during the day on Saturday and Saturday night. Some of that could be heavy. There's Sunday at 6 a.m. Sunday is looking like a really wet day for us. Colder air comes in behind the front as well, and a few of the models want to hint at that changing over to some wintry precipitation, but that is never a good setup for wintry precipitation for us. If we're going to see it around here, the cold air already has to be in place, and then the precipitation moves in on top of that. It's not the rain is here and the cold air chases it and catches up with it. That scenario rarely works out for us in terms of wintry weather, which is good news, certainly. We're going to be seeing as much as 1.5 inches in the north and 2 to 3 inches worth of rain to the south. It does mean that if you're traveling to a Super Bowl party on Sunday, it's likely to be wet on your way there. It's also going to be a chilly day Sunday at 49. We do see brighter and warmer temperatures next week. Looks like a nice day for Valentine's Day.
So we'll rebound after that radio weekend. Elizabeth, thank you. If you've searched any topic on Google today, you've seen the beautiful artwork and may have wondered who is featured. We're glad you asked. Today's doodle celebrates Haitian American model and advocate for people with disabilities, Mama Cax. She challenged the fashion industry's standard of beauty by proudly showcasing her prosthetic leg on the runway. Today was chosen to celebrate her first appearance at the New York Fashion Week in 2019. She walked for many top designers and makeup lines, including Fenty. And in December 2019, she was admitted to a hospital in London with blood clots in the lung, and she died in the hospital. Mama Cax was 30 years old.
Pet owners always say their animals are part of the family. Ahead at noon, how your age factors into how you handle parenting your pet. And here's a look at last night's Mega Millions drawing on your screen right now. An 8-year-old student nominated our Teacher of the Week. She said she wished she could have her for every grade.
WRL's Brian Schrader meets a Nash County educator who says she loves her students as if they were her own.
Ow. Lori Bridger spent 12 years as a teacher's assistant before going back to school to become a teacher herself.
I tell my children every year, I am your school mama, because that's how I feel. When you're here, you're mine, and I'm going to love you like you're mine.
Bridgers teaches second graders at Cooper Elementary in Elm City, and she says she and many other teachers around the state are frustrated.
We come into this classroom and we see children that are hungry, that are so tired they can't hold their heads up. We see them as people, and we feel like at times, to the state, they're nothing more than a test score.
Bridgers and her colleagues have spent a lot of time this year teaching the foundational skills that students may have missed in remote learning.
As a teacher, we're doing everything that we can possibly do to get them to where they need to be for third grade.
How are you feeling about it?
Stressed, but that's okay. That's part of teaching. It does get a little overwhelming at times, but again, that's what we're here for.
Lori Bridgers is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
What a gem. You can look at all of our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WRAL.com, enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we are following for you today. This hour, school officials lifted the code red lockdown at Brentwood Magnet Elementary School in Raleigh. During the lockdown, students were moved to a secure location and all interior doors were locked. We don't know the specific reason for that lockdown yet, but all students are safe.
Earlier this morning, there was a lockdown at Southeast Raleigh High School. That lockdown was lifted around an hour after it was in effect. Students told WRAL that there was a threat made this morning related to a fight the day before. Once again, all students are safe. Last Friday, 6 Wake County schools saw classes disrupted by lockdowns.
The Nash County Sheriff's Office will hold a news conference in a little more than an hour about the arrest of a woman charged with beating her granddaughter to death. Investigators say Patricia Ricks killed the 8-year-old girl yesterday at their home in Nashville. The sheriff's office says the grandmother had custody of multiple grandchildren. The girl's siblings are now with social services.
Your pet parenting style might depend on your generation. A recent survey asked participants ages 18 to 65 about their approach to pet parenting. 49% of baby boomers are more likely to view their pets as their children. 34% of Gen Zers see their pets as a person's best friend. Americans spend about $50 to $100 a month on food and nutrition. Younger pet parents like to spend more money on things like pet insurance, fashion, and grooming services.
So our pet of the day is from Cat Angels Pet Adoptions. She loves everyone she meets and wants to be with people all the time. Say hello to Sasha. She has a lovely loud purr and loves to be near and on the people she loves. She would make a wonderful companion. Sasha is on a prescription diet and has a few medications to keep her healthy that are inexpensive and easy to give. She would make a wonderful pet for anyone who wants an interactive, affectionate companion to bring a smile to your face every day. If you'd like to meet her, just fill out an application on the Cat Angels website.
Here's a look at what's coming up on our news at 4. February is the shortest month of the year, but there's still plenty of time to find a great deal. Five on Your Side has your best buys of the month coming up at 4.
Plenty of time to get out there and enjoy today because of that rain that's coming this weekend.
Yeah. NBC News Daily is next on WREL, and we'll have your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Enjoy the day.
Local news doesn't stop here. Keep listening on the radio in Raleigh at 99.3 and in Durham at 96.5.